This is Afternoons with Monique Bowley, and we are talking cakes. And full and wholehearted apologies to anyone on a sugar-free diet right now. This isn't going to be easy for you, but just stay with us. I'm with Danny Vallant, who's a cook and an author and a cake lover. Welcome, Danny.
Thank you for having me.
And we are asking, what is your most memorable cake? The number to call is 1-300-222-774, or you can SMS 0437-774-774. Martin has texted in saying, my most memorable cake was a triple layered chocolate cream cake. What made it memorable was not the cake I made, but the icing. Realised I had used gravy mix instead of icing sugar, same coloured boxes. Martin, well done. Congratulations. That's an amazing story. Danny, what is your most memorable cake?
There are two that spring to mind. One is my mum's chocolate chestnut cake, which, you know, if ever she asks what I want for a birthday, it's that. It's creamy, it's smooth, it's got chocolate ganache between two layers of rich chestnut chocolate mixture. It's just, You are looking like you need a piece of this in your life right now.
That sounds like Nutella in a cake.
Kind of, yeah. The other one is a cake I ate almost exactly 2 years ago in San Sebastian in Spain. It's a Basque cheesecake, and I took one bite of that cake and basically the world around me disappeared. It was just me and this fluffy cheese custard cloud. And
is it because you're in San Sebastian though? You know, sometimes when you're on holiday and everything looks brighter and tastes better.
It doesn't hurt, that's for sure. And I'd just come from Portugal where they have cake for breakfast, so I was definitely in cake mode and loving it. But I've replicated that cake here and I have to say it's a bit of a favourite. In fact, one of the most tragic things that I've heard recently is that someone made this cake, put it on the roof of their car and then drove off.
No.
I know. Cake pain.
Oh, cake pain.
Cake tragedies. So bad.
I've had a few cake tragedies in my time. I was on the Great Australian Bake Off, yes, the TV show, and I'm also a competitive baker at the Royal Show, and it's hard. It's tough out there. You can't get one thing wrong or it's declared a fail. It's terrible. But my most memorable cake is not one that I baked. It's one that my husband baked for me before we were married. And this is the moment I knew I was going to marry him, is it was for my birthday and he baked me from the Woman's Weekly Children's Birthday Cake Book. He baked me the pool cake. And this is a man who's never baked in his life. I came home from work. There was the pool cake. I thought, you know me so well.
Is that Barbie in jelly? Is it something like that?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Because that cake, I mean, I think a lot of mums and prospective husbands perhaps have had this book out and thumbed through it. And, yeah, we've made the echidna cake.
Did it break you? This book has broken so many people.
Oh, look, I'm not one of those people that does mad extravaganzas and stays up till 2 a.m. icing things. I'm definitely more of a, you know, chuck it in a pan and put it in the oven kind of baker. But I definitely do appreciate a good cake, a well-decorated cake, but it has to be good underneath.
Right, we need to talk about this because I feel like there are two camps of people when it comes to cakes. There are those that are really into the decorating and then there are those that are really into the flavour. And I feel like it's hard to get a cake that looks beautiful and tastes really good too.
Yeah, it's an amazing skill to get that balance right. Like, of course we all love things to look beautiful, but cake disappointment is so poignant that if you cut through the beautiful icing and get to something that might as well be cardboard, I mean, that's not a cake as far as I'm concerned.
I made my own wedding cake for that reason because I thought, I've never once had a wedding cake that tasted good. There, I've said it. Sorry, they look beautiful, but they're just, it's an afterthought, the old flavour.
I'm kind of with you on that, so I definitely appreciate the fact that you made your wedding cake. My mum made my wedding cake. I was kind of, you know, feeling along similar lines. It just had to be a really good cake. That's what's worth celebrating.
Do you have rules around cakes? Shapes for cakes.
Ooh, I mean, some cakes feel like they need to be in certain shapes. So that sort of traditional Kugloff shape that needs to have, you know, you could have a chocolate Kugloff cake.
What's a Kugloff cake?
So I guess part of my family's Hungarian. So it's, I think, like a Bundt shape pan with the sort of inny outy bits, the little curves and, you know.
Yes, and the hole looks, in the middle.
Yes, with the hole in the middle. So I think that promotes even baking. But I don't know, it takes me back to Central Europe and, just the beauty of those simple butter cakes.
Oh, so good. There are so many rules for cakes when you enter the Royal Show about what shape they have to be, etc.
I bet there are.
There are. But I'm a firm believer that a cake should be round. I really do think a cake should be because it's more festive that way.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, there are some, myths or legends associated with cakes that a round cake promotes wholeness. And I think it is that coming together, that sort of that infinity concept. I think, you know, cakes, people have been baking since Roman times, at least. And I think when people are sort of forming things by hand and then just putting them onto a hot plate, that round shape is what naturally forms. And I think that's probably where that harks back to. Mm. And the first sort of formed cakes, I think people used wooden rings or metal rings and just put them on a flat plate. So I think it's a classic. The round is a classic. Mm. But, you know, I think what about a heart-shaped cake? Would you ever go there?
Well, the problem with a heart-shaped cake is that I'm not sure how it's going to cook evenly. With a round cake, you know that the heat's going to enter it all at the same time and it's going to be cooked really, really well.
Right.
So when it comes to funny, like novelty-shaped cakes, the same with square cakes. I think, are the corners going to be a bit dry?
Sure. No, and often they are. Often they are. So I love this technical approach that you've got your show rules.
Thank you. We're asking you today, what is your most memorable cake? 1-300-222-774 is the number. Can you outdo the Woman's Weekly pool cake? Can you outdo a cheesecake eaten in San Sebastian? Is that right? Cheesecake?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's try. Anna from Glen Huntly. Hello, Anna.
Hi there. Look, I'm a real sweet tooth, and in my family gathering, there's always more sweets than savoury. So my most memorable cake was my grandpa's 60th birthday cake. I was 4. And I was so excited. There was a lot of sweets at this party and a lot of people. Everyone was excited. And there's a photo of me standing next to my grandpa as he cuts this cake. It was beautifully decorated. My eyes were popping out of my head. I was so excited because I thought I'll be the first one to get a piece. They cut it open and it was fruitcake.
Oh,
I love fruitcake.
No, but I'm sorry, but I, as a 4-year-old had a sweet tooth, I was devastated.
Oh, Anna.
So, look, it's memorable because of that. And I'm sure there was plenty of other sweets at that party for me to enjoy. But my wedding cake, you were saying just a second ago, ladies, that you haven't ever had a wedding cake that was nice. My wedding cake was delicious because my auntie, who made the most amazing chocolate brownies, made us a chocolate brownie cake.
Oh, stop. That's smart. Well done, Anna. That's it. You keep it in the family and you know you're going to get the good
family.
Cake.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for your call.
No problem.
Gee, the fruitcake. Someone has SMS in saying fruitcake is just wrong with 5 exclamation marks. Well, that's very strong feelings about that. I'm not sure how you feel about fruitcakes, Danny. How do you feel?
I mean, it's not my favourite. I mean, I like cake with fruit in it, but I don't really like the traditional fruit cake. So, I mean, I do a batter, like a buckwheat batter with pear through it. So the pear is all mixed in. And I think that's delicious and adds a layer of moisture to the cake. But yeah, I'm not really into the studded with currants and glacé fruit kind of thing. But, you know, that's more cake for the rest of you.
Look, there's a lot of people sending in photographs on the text line. And what I would encourage you to do, some of these cakes are magnificent and they're wasted on my eyes. They need to go out to the wider public. So if you want to put them on the ABC Melbourne Facebook page, please do that. More people need to see your magnificent cakes and do keep sending them in. The number is 0437 774 774. Oh, we've had a text here about fruitcake. My most memorable cake was my first attempt at rich fruitcake last Christmas before my aunt died. Lovely. I repeated the effort for my last wedding cake, which then beloved decorated really well. If the marriage had been as successful as the cake, we'd still be together. Hey, you got a good cake out of it. A rich fruit cake recipe is really hard to come by, like a good one that you can nail. So well done. I think that's a victory. How do you feel, Danny? There's a lot of a bit of a trend at the moment for healthy cakes, putting a vegetable in a cake. How are your feelings about that?
Look, I'm all for hiding veggies and getting them into kids if you can. And I think there are some ones that work really well. So the chocolate beetroot brownie or chocolate beetroot cake is good. Mm. And a chocolate zucchini cake can work. So I think chocolate might be the running theme here. So I think what you're doing is you're adding moisture to cakes. And that can be done quite successfully with vegetables. Mm. But, I mean, carrot cake, obviously tried and true. I'm a fan of good carrot cake as long as it's got some very nice cream cheese icing to go with it. Yeah.
We've had a text here from Lou, who's a woman after my own heart. I have made a cake just so I can eat the mixture.
Mm.
I have also done that, Lou. I do that with a boiled chocolate cake. The oh man, the bowl of icing, the mixture before you even bake it is just delicious.
See, the key there is to choose a tin that is slightly smaller than the mixture quantity. So what are you going to do?
Genius. You don't want to waste it. It's the war on waste.
That's right.
You've got to put it away. Cupcakes, Danny. Now, they have been quite trendy. Where do you stand on the cupcake?
I stand aside. I'm not so big on the cupcake. So I guess one thing I'd like to say is those cupcake towels that you have at celebrations these days. So I'm not so into those because I do love being able to cut a cake, get the knife dirty, kiss the nearest boy. I love that sort of ceremony that's associated with cakes. And I think it goes to what you were saying before about the decoration. When the decoration sort of outguns the cake, I feel like perhaps our emphasis is in the wrong place. But I think, you know, cakes say a lot about society. And I think an anthropologist looking back on today's era of over-decorated cupcakes with, you know, 3 inches of icing, we'll look back and think this was an age of abundance, you know, perhaps flagrant flaunting of wealth. Like to be able to use so much sugar in such a way is something that people couldn't do until like the late 19th century. So I don't know, it says something about our society, but it doesn't say good things about cake.
That's really interesting. We are asking today for your most memorable cake. It's Cake Stories this afternoon, 1300 222 774. Or you can text in 0437 774 774. As someone has here, best phone topic ever. Yes, I agree with you. That's definitely a person who's not sugar-free. Awesome. and now someone else has written, I also made my own birthday cake last year for the same reason you talked about with wedding cakes. So there we go.
Yeah, you want to have a good one. Because you want to be able to celebrate, right?
Yeah. Tony from Warrnambool says, tomorrow would have been his 25th wedding anniversary, but the marriage only lasted a few years. I blame the wedding cake. It was dry marzipan.
See, just another reason to have a good wedding cake.
Yeah. Oh, Jill from Blackburn says a hummingbird cake. Mmm, yum, healthy and indulgent all in one. Yes, I love a hummingbird cake, but I don't know that they're that healthy.
Oh, they do have fruit in them, don't they? Because they've got the pineapple and banana, is that right?
Carrot. Maybe no, yeah. Pineapple or banana.
I think there's some great stories about the origin of the name hummingbird. So some people say it's because it's so delicious that people can't help but hover over it like hummingbirds.
Oh, I love that.
Others say that if you put it outside, it's so sweet that the birds and the bees will come and eat it all up. So I don't think there's a definitive answer to why it's called hummingbird, but certainly a very storied cake, as many of them are.
How good. I love your cake facts. More cake facts, please. Tom from Geelong has called up. Hello, Tom.
Hi. When I was at pottery school, the girls teased me and said that I would have to bring in morning tea for the following Friday. And so I just made up a cake recipe, and it worked so well, I've been making it ever since.
I love it.
It's got grated apples in it and currants, sultanas. I like things wholemeal, so it's got wholemeal flour, raw sugar, buttermilk.
Ooh, yum.
Bicarb to make it brown and make the ingredients sort of combine together. I only knew that because my grandmother taught me how to make Anzacs.
Oh, beautiful. That's great.
That sounds so good. Thanks, Tom. I hope you're enjoying that with a cup of tea in this horrible weather out there. Do you make any other cakes?
Yes, not other cakes, but I like making cheesecakes. I've got a reputation for making really good cheesecakes. And my sister-in-law always says that you can never have two slices of cheesecake because it's too rich.
That's true.
But I make one which has got tofu in it, so it's not so rich. And it works really well. It's just a refrigerated one, but it really, really works.
Yeah, well, you would be able to have two pieces of that because you'd say it was healthy. It's healthy, Tom. Hey, thanks for your call. 1300 222 774 is the number. Tofu in a cake.
Yeah, well, that silken tofu, it can add a sort of creaminess to a cake and a bit of extra protein as well.
Back to cupcakes. Danny, I don't know when they became cupcakes. You know, I thought they were called patty cakes for a long time. But someone has texted in here saying cupcakes are necessary for kids' birthdays because, you know, if you have the full cake, you get all the spit when they blow out the candle. At least this way it's more hygienic.
Yes. You know, I've actually seen a product. I don't think it sold very well, but it was a cake guard. So that, I don't know quite how it worked, but that one kid could blow out the candles, but everyone else was protected. I don't know. I understand that reasoning, but I don't know.
I saw a trend recently of parents trying to get kids to clap out the candle. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Where if they clap near it, the wind of the clap puffs it out without the spit going all over the cake.
Okay, for, birthday parties with lots of allergies, perhaps that's a good solution.
Yeah. I would happily clap over a cake, candle or not, any day. I love them so much. Dab has texted in here saying a lumberjack cake. Oh, so delicious. What's a lumberjack cake?
So I feel like there's coconut in there. Is there also pineapple and some sort of dried fruit?
Yeah, and like oats or something very...
Yeah, something hearty. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Cake that I haven't made but I wish to is a cowboy cake. And this is one of the many sort of depression era cakes from the US where they didn't have eggs, so they made a sort of slurry by boiling raisins and used that to put moisture into the cake instead. Oh. And that was a cake I reckon you could carry in your saddlebag and it would last the distance.
Speaking of cakes that last a long time, a text here from Sally from Rutherglen who says, my dad makes and mails me a fruit cake laden with booze every Christmas. I'm sure the postage costs more than the ingredients, but I don't have the heart to tell him we don't enjoy fruit cake. Sally, you're a monster. You're a monster. Just take it and give it to the neighbours. Oh, hang on, she says, except for the year we took it hiking in blizzard conditions in the Tassie wilderness and it became the most life-affirming mouthful. There you go. That's why fruit cake's so good.
And that is a memorable cake.
Yeah. Gail from Portsea says, we had the men's cake competition for a morning tea event for our Sorrento Savvy group and it was spectacular.
Oh, because I'm guessing then the men may have got a little bit competitive because that can tend to happen.
Hey, it's been so fun talking cakes with you, Danny.
I've loved it as well.